Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brain? Off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I'm Chock Home Mommy, the host with the most, the one with the fly ass mouth with the hot ass radio show, coming to you live from Chocolate City. Tonight is going to be a crazy ass show. We have Vane from New York. I call him Mr. Eye Candy, Mr. Strip Club. That nigga finer than, oh, he fine as fuck, girls. Like, ooh, if y'all seen any of the pictures that I was posting on Twitter, that motherfucker can get it for real. I have had a long ass week. I've had death in the family. Yes, I will have my show on Friday. So it's going to be crazy. I'm going to have Billion Dollar Pussy on there. So she's like mad cool, mad crazy. Sort of reminds me of myself like maybe 19, 20 years ago. I see Princess Nay is on the line. She early. Let me find out she early because she seen that damn picture I sent her ass today. Hey, Princess Nay.
Hi, Sweetie Pooh. I'm not early because of that. I'm early because I went and ran the bridge at 4:30 so I could be on time to your call. Thanks very much.
I feel so special, but you know that damn picture was an added incentive.
No, it was not. I'm good. I'm not even paying attention to the picture. I'm here for support. I'm not here to over his goodies.
Thank you. Girl. Now, that's some fucking eye candy. That's right. Stay focused. I'm unfocused. I'm all over the place. I told Maserati yesterday that we were going to
watch. All I will say, Chalk, is that you know better than that.
Yeah, it sounded good, right? But I actually broke up with Maserati yesterday, girl. I told him that it wasn't going to work. But when I come to New York, I'm still going to tap the gents.
He's going to be back.
He's going to be back. I'm like, yes, I ain't gave him no pussy yet. But I'm like, look. Go ahead and do what you need to do, because I'm not doing what I need to do. I'm still waiting. I'm still celibate. You know what I mean? And when I do touch down in New York, oh, my gosh, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, because my mind is on that someone special that we talk about all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because I let it be known, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to put my hands on you. You would have been so proud of me. I'm not scared anymore. I'm not intimidated anymore. Yes.
Yes, you are.
Shock wasn't. No, the fuck I ain't. Shit. Tear that shit up, girl. Yeah, I'm going to tear that shit up. This is going to be quite an interesting show. He's gonna be on about 8:45 because he had to work and you know he had to clean up, got to make sure the nuts are smelling all good. And I did not do what the fuck I said I was gonna do. I said that I was, you know what? Yes, I will. I'll get my other BlackBerry. Remember, I said I was gonna go through my phone to get some numbers for Traction Fantasy. Yes, I'm plugging up the BlackBerry now. So it's going to take about 20 minutes for this bitch to load up so I can put my, so I can get my numbers. So, yes, Master, I got good music tonight. I got all kinds of stuff.
What song you got for me? What song you got for me?
Oh, girl, why I throw Kafani under the bus last night?
Oh, wow. Why?
Because Soul Kitchen Radio has been trying to get him on their show. They have been in contact with him or whatever, right? So they even followed him, and they all in the Bay Area. You got to support your home before you go elsewhere. You feel me? So, you know, I had contacted his camp a couple weeks ago, and it was like, oh, give me the information, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I asked him because, you know, he did the interview yesterday with No. Kudos. It was an excellent interview. You know what I'm saying? My name came up a few times. I felt like I was a little star. And so what I did was he was like, I'm like, did you hear from Kafani? He's like, no. I'm like, all right. So basically what I did was I put a tweet. It was like, I know Kafani wouldn't be not fucking with his hometown, home team. And I said, I know Big Cat Records wouldn't go for that. So then the next thing you know, Kafani hits me and is like, what you mean? Somebody from your hometown trying to get an interview with you. So then he was just like, who? I tell him who. Then next thing you know, he sends a phone number. Tell him to call this number, blah, 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 blah. Why I got to throw you in under the bus with Big Cat? You know, like, I really don't care, but, you know, you got to take care of your home team before you come fuck with Chalk. Because, you know, Chalk ain't going nowhere. Chalk on the East Coast. You're on the West Coast. So I had to handle that. Damn! T is late, like usual, but she's here. She's always on time, but she's late.
Who?
Miss Precious.
Hey, T.
We've been on.
Hey, can I tell
you on the phone
that it's Chalk's fault that I'm late? Thank you very much.
Nah, yes, see, what happened was
you call,
she called dirty.
That's my call.
Yeah, I asked her to call dirty so I can ask him a question.
TV control.
I thought y'all would have hung up. I'm sorry, because I was taking control of the call, and then I had another call on the other line, and I fucked that up. My bad.
Wow.
I told you let's call Dirty after the show. That's my dog. Dirty is going hard with this summit, and anybody who is an artist definitely needs to be at, just throw the towel down there, at this conference. This conference is going to be of major proportions because the confirmed panelists are the best of the best in the A&R world. But Chalk, I told you. But Chalk, did you get the information that you needed?
I sure did. And like I said, that's going to be something you're going to do. Because we're going to get some more information, and then that's going to be your breakout.
Well, remember what I told you earlier. It really isn't going to make a difference because, I don't know,
You know what I mean? But we'll talk about that often.
I think it will make a big difference because you've been on, you've been privy to conversations, and you know what's allowed and what's not allowed. And I think it will make a difference. Because you've seen how the first point of contact made a difference, right or wrong.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I do appreciate one thing. Dirty stopped what he was doing to look for that for us.
We will fill you in. We will fill you in later. And, P, this is what I don't get about people. My promotion is good. I don't need to be promoted. You know what I'm saying? So people that's listening, yes, we do internet promotions, internet marketing. We do it for a fee, meaning I work, you pay me, not no swamp for services. No, I don't need no dick. I don't need you to eat my pussy for me to promote you because I'm celibate right now. So getting my pussy ate, getting my ass licked, you stick in your big dick, small dick, medium dick, brown dick, Spanish dick, Jamaican dick in me, really is not going to change my mind about how I do my business. So, with all that being said, when y'all come at me correct. When you come at Precious correct. When you come at Shanae, come with her correct, meaning come with us with fucking PayPal, MoneyGram, Western Union, credit card, whether it be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. Other than that, miss us with that bullshit. Now, that's
Thank
my
you.
Fucking public service announcement. We are very thorough bitches when it comes to this internet shit. I shit look like you do for a fucking reason. So don't come at me looking at my shit, looking at P shit, looking at Shanae shit, wondering how we can get your shit popping, and then you don't want to talk figures. You want to talk about I'll bring my artist on, or no, you won't, because we cool, but there's a protocol to be on my shit. If you ain't no mainstream popping big ass numbers, I better see a motherfucking bio and some music. And if your music whack, guess what the fuck? Your ass ain't coming on. Not on no Tuesday or no Friday. I'll put your bitch
and
ass
you
on
ugly,
Saturday.
You still ain't coming on.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, if you ugly, you going to get hit on Saturday show when ain't nobody got to talk to your ass. Ain't nobody got to look at your ass. All they got to do is listen to your motherfucking song. And this is why I love my show, because it's my shit. I conduct it how the fuck I want to. Now, with all that being said and done, how y'all doing?
I'm
and I'm
good.
Like, what in the fuck has happened? Girl, my fucking BBM is what happened. Why men always gotta try females? That's what be tripping me out. That just trips me the fuck out. Men, this is my saying, niggas and flies, because they always got some shit with them. And bitches and shit. So when y'all hear me say that, y'all already know it's something going on. Either a bitch done pissed me off or a nigga done made me mad. So I hope everybody had a happy week and a good week.
I did, and I'm ready for it to be over.
Oh, my God. Listen, how about today somebody had me go look at fucking machines? I do not want to participate in fucking machines. I do not want no mechanical dildo fucking jackhammer in my pussy, and then I piss on myself and say that I'm squirting. That shit is nasty. That's like giving you a reason to have a hysterectomy. Like, if it ain't no dick, I don't want it. If it's not something that can be put in and taken out at my discretion, I don't want it. I seen bitches strapped to tables, shit looking like robots just coming up and sticking their little mechanical dick in them and just going away like motherfuckers when they be tearing up the pavement. who does that? Is that how you want somebody to fuck you? You want a drill fuck? That's nasty. You're fucking up your insides. Bitches probably ain't got no walls anyway. But for some shit like that, when somebody do put their dick in you, bitch, you ain't going to have no fucking walls. Because it has been gutted out. So if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go to www.fuckingmachines.com and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. That's some nasty shit. I'll take the old-fashioned fucking, old-fashioned licking my ass, old-fashioned eating my pussy, sucking my titties, kissing on me, sucking on my neck, pushing my ass to the window so I can see the dick going in and out the pussy. I'll take all that old-fashioned shit any day. Y'all quiet, like, what's up?
I'm listening. I'm going to go find my TV control. The Miami Heat game is on, and I couldn't find my control. That was a traumatic experience.
Oh, Lord.
I just got mad at myself because I done spent an hour looking for the control when really all I had to go do was push the button on the TV. But we won't tell nobody else.
Oh, my God. Let me find out she's lazy. I'm bringing up my old library so I can pull out my numbers so I can get ready for my chocolate fantasies prank tonight because I might go a little early. Now that Nay knows what the chocolate fantasies is, she can participate because on Friday with the chicks that's coming on, it's going to be off the fucking chain because I'm going to have, man, I'm pranking everybody. Ain't nobody safe. If it wasn't for the fact Papa Duck knew this motherfucking number, I'd prank call his ass.
And check this out. The dude that we prank called last week, he thought it was his old lady that was trying to set him up. He got scared.
Wow. That's a shame. If your old lady got to go through them lists to set you up, you're doing something wrong.
For real. That's what? Real foul. He's talking about, so he got a number that he wants us to call for him this week.
What?
Heck yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Let me give y'all a public service announcement. Listeners, if you would like a chocolate fantasy prank call done to your neighbor, your coworker, your spouse, your enemy, please, before the show, PayPal $5 to Chalk Mommy. And in the message where it says, would you like to send a message, put in the phone number and how you'd like the prank. Don't send it via BBM. Don't send it via text. Don't send a separate email. If it doesn't come with you've got money, it ain't getting done. Tonight will be the only freebie. Thank you. Come again.
The hell? Oh, shit. We're going to have to put that shit on Twitter. Mr. GA is in the house. Oh, you know what? Mr. GA, I called him on Saturday, you know, to let him know what was going on with my uncle and everything. So then that night I called him, and guess who I put on the phone for him to talk to? My brother. Yes. But I was nice because I was going to tell my brother some old fuck shit about how Mr. GA beat it up and he just left me dry and he played with my fucking feelings. But I couldn't even do him like that. I didn't want to do him like that.
Oh, that would have been so foul, but so funny.
Yeah, it would have. Mr. GA would have been like, bitch, I'm on my way to Greensboro. I'm an hour and a half away. JR, where you at? That bitch lying. Your sister's a dirty bride. She's a dirty bride. Anything, she gave me a sample of that pussy ain't give me no more sense. You need to talk to your sister about that.
You bitches are stupid.
Hey, shit, you know? I know my brother's like,
I know he done stuck my sister. She went to Atlanta. Men know men. They know, and they done did business together. When you in the industry and you're throwing concerts and whatnot, they know you fucking in the end. There's some fucking to it. Isn't that right, Mr. G.A.?
Hands on my head while I'm hitting it from the door. What's up, man? yeah, what's happening? Hey, yo, on time like always. Hands on my head while I'm hitting it from the door. Yeah. That flex. What's up, baby?
And for those of y'all that don't know Mr. G.A., y'all have the luxury of going to the club with him. This motherfucker lives on the dance floor. And he's really nice on the dance floor. He got some moves for your ass. So he probably does do the flex. He probably does the Dougie. And any other shit that you can think of.
Hey, yo. Go to club with Chalk Mommy. We're going to have a bar. Yo. She's on the floor. She dance. She get a party on, a drink on. She get it in, yo. She's a good type broad sometimes.
Oh, speaking of getting it in, July 1st, Chocolate City Explosion at iLounge. We will be getting it in live. I'm doing the show live. After party going to be live. The after party going to turn into a lingerie party for the females. So, females, you can come clothed, have on some sexy lingerie up under your outfit, and take the motherfuckers off.
We'll be there. We're
going to have fucking karaoke, lip syncing, and lingerie. We going to do the damn thing. I just want y'all to know that, and that shit going to be recorded.
But we'll be there.
We're going to have condom contests to see who's double XL, XL. Just Magnum material, and then regular lifestyle.
Life.
All lifestyles just get thrown out the club.
Man, they got to pay extra, yo. Extra, for real.
Hey, yo.
What's up with your man, yo? Tweeting everybody to my, yo, put my favorite homegirl, put on your BBM or blaster. What kind of shit is that, yo?
Look here.
Now,
your homeboy.
I'm like, damn,
that's
girl, you're killing it.
That's your fat friend.
That's crazy. I'm not talking trap about that one, y'all. Damn.
He didn't even put the bitch 10 number.
I know. Like, yo, who the fuck is she? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you blasting? Do you even know her? No, I don't know. You saw her face, man. I never saw her face. Who the fuck is she, son? I don't know. Why are you trying to blast her?
You don't know. You know, ever since Travis got hit by that car, he been special.
Oh, man. Yeah, she was
ever since
Travis,
he got
man.
Hit, he been special.
Well, she's
my
really,
man, he
yo.
Has. Shit, I thought about having Freaky back on, but that's all right. Because then Travis going to take over the show. Then he going to be talking about his head game as a felony. So I ain't even trying to compete with Travis.
Damn, Travis. He done stole the show.
He going to be like, he going to have technical difficulties again.
That's fucked up, y'all. I'm going to call y'all right back. Yeah, I know it.
That boy ain't calling nobody.
Because
he know what time it is. He ain't calling nobody. He did the right thing. Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm actually, I'm doing, oh, shit. Hold on, Mr. G.A. This damn thing. Hold on. I'm actually doing good. Now, Friday will be a different story because that's, when the funeral.
Right.
We have a cookout on Thursday night.
Hey,
so, I'm going to get drunk. Yes, I'm going to be off the fucking chain. Not too bad. But, yeah, I'm going to be drunk. And then Friday morning, I'm going to do the show. Then that night, I should be all right and whatnot. Because that Friday morning from, might as well say from 11 to 2, 3 o'clock, and then I come home, stop by the liquor store and get me a bottle. Go back to my old ways, drink before I get on the show. And plus, we got some females that's going to be on, and we're going to be off the chain with them chocolate fantasies. So Friday's show is going to be dedicated to my Uncle Thin Man.
love.
I got to go hard and motherfucking paint for that one. Trying to get big ass Omizi on E40's DJ. So, you know, see if you want to come on and rumble with me and the females and you and Nay and Precious and whatnot. Precious, did we get confirmation on the old boy for Tuesday?
I'm waiting to make sure that the time is going to sync because he's on West Coast time, but it looks like that is going to be a definite go.
Oh, I can't wait, yo. That shit going to be fucking crazy because I'm going to be tweeting my ass off. I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to be throwing motherfucking shots at motherfuckers. What can they do to me? Nothing. What are they going to do, come on the East Coast? Think not. No. No. This is going to be so fucking cool. Like, I can't wait. Has Raz's ass been arrested yet?
I don't know. I've been keeping up with him.
We talked about him yesterday. Yeah, Nate, can you find that out for me? It was something else I was supposed to talk about on the show. Somebody I was supposed to talk about. Damn it.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, real fast before you go into that next subject, all right? Real talk.
Uh-huh.
Gotta give girl a shout out. Nate, I was on Facebook, right? She hit me on the chat line, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, GA, holler at Chalk, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, put a prayer for Chalk for her and her family. So that was love on Shanae's part, yo.
Oh, thank you, Shanae.
That was so
sweet. I am so loved by my friends, my family, and a few perverts. Yes. With all this love. Oh my gosh. You know what? I gotta play this song because this song, man, like, this describes me. I need y'all to pay attention to these words. I love this fucking song. I just got it today. I should have had it fucking in March or so, or April, or however fucking long, but I finally got it. So this song is called Chocolate Girl by No, and it has nothing to do with No, but it has everything to do with the title, Chocolate Girl, because I'm chocolate, and it's talking about some old good shit, especially at the end. I think I'm gonna make me a love song rap after I finish talking about my head game. So I think I'm just going to make me a whole little three-song album talking about fucking and dogging men out or something. It's just going to be like some futuristic male shit that everybody can relate to. So I'm going to play Chocolate Girl. Hold on. And then hopefully Bane be calling soon. He say he ready to ride the chocolate wave. I don't know. So, Mr. G.A., you might have to help your fellow New Yorker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's on the clock, but now.
Here we go. Chocolate Girl.
Yeah. I know I like to run my mouth, but just listen for a minute. Yeah. A poem that was like you. Stand up in Carnegie Hall and then recite you. The only brother for you. I'm like the gutter version of Prince, cause I adore you. A CD of your spirit. I turn my iPod on blast so I can hear it. Your biggest fan ever. In line for your loving rings, fleet girl, whatever.
Right in line.
A planet we could travel. Simply plant a flag and write your name within the gravel. You're sexy orthodontomy. Getting you to smile like that for being honest.
Real, huh?
Eyes made like a goddess. They belong to you cause lying to you is the hardest. How would be so ecstatic if you never let them haters know the secret to your magic.
Don't do it.
Belly, me sliding off your dungarees in the telly. Come in, come in. A whisper in your blankets, the reason why you shivering and telling me to spank you. A word or an order, like bite me or taste me, I really would, sorta. I would be the only flame. I lay back and shiver, and I'm glad that you came. Take it out of the rent so you can get it.
I do it.
A love song for Neo. The fact you got me open is clear like a Theo. A language for your body. Be some old Egyptian words of Osiris probably. The one you want to dance with, take a stance with. Grow old and take a chance with. A $1 million bounty. I marry you before I get locked up in the county. Your flavor of the week,
yep.
Your nocturnal hustler, the mayor of the street.
That's me.
A house that I get you, open up the ride report and pull it out the picture.
Anything you want,
the angel that you needed,
yep.
This is a book of love and I want everyone to read.
That's right.
You've been that
real.
For me, you know what I mean? But you've been, and I know Pillow Song, I'm a knucklehead and I'll listen a lot. You know what I mean?
Serious.
I want you to know that I believe in nothing, and I believe what you saying, you know what I mean? Sometimes I walk out, slam the door, just want you to know I take what you're saying with me. It's real. Just keep riding with me, and you know, it's gonna be perfect. You know what I mean? You've been holding me down. I just want you to know that I appreciate it. I do. You appreciate me?
The only thing in that damn song talking about, I'm happy that you came. I ain't came in so fucking long. When I do come, it's going to be ugly. Woo-wee, the neighbors going to know my name. Motherfuckers in China going to know my name. So that's going to be a loud-ass noise that bitches hear. I'm going to squeal like a pig going to slaughter. Talk about backed up. Ooh.
That's the school. I wrote it down earlier, but I lost the paper. Thank you.
Huh?
Yeah.
You said you wanted some. You wanted some earlier, but what?
Nah, I wasn't talking to you. You funny. Nah, I lost the paper.
So what y'all guys got going on this week that I should know about? Mr.
B.A.,
your ass don't be tweeting. You know that? You don't tweet.
I don't tweet.
You don't tweet. No, the hell you don't. Not to us. T and Nate, y'all get any tweets from GA with y'all mentions in it?
Nope. Ever. Nope.
Y'all tweet on Fridays and Tuesdays.
What?
On Fridays and Tuesdays.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you had tweeted not once. Not to us.
Yo,
oh, that's what I forgot. He be tweeting to Danny D. My bad. Okay.
Daniel, that bullshit. Stop that. You funny.
He already whipped. That's so sad. But that's okay.
Look, real talk. Instead of tweeting, I'd be on my BBM with Chalk or with Impressions.
I ain't got no BBM from you all week, Nick.
And I don't
have
BBM.
I cannot
so
tell a lie.
That's what's up. That's fine. You are a sellout. You won't chat with me because I don't have BBM. That's what's up. I have a droid. I'm sorry. I don't have BBM on my droid.
But I do. Hit Shanae up on Facebook on the chat. So I'll be in touch with everybody throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? I do. Am I right?
I don't know about all that.
Hey, ladies.
I don't know about all that, Mr. J.
I don't either.
Yes, y'all do. Stop lying.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. Woo! You ain't got to lie.
Yo, 17.
Don't try to go to deep voice on us.
Shut up, Shanae.
He trying to get that Barry White, like, I was on the phone talking to somebody from Brooklyn last night, and Brooklyn, he agreed that, this is what he told me. He said, it costs too fucking much to be single, so you gotta find you a girl. And I'm like, what do you mean it costs to be single? He said the going rate to get some pussy when you single is about $2,000, and that's about from all the dates, the buying the bitch clothes and shoes and giving her money before she decides she want to give you some pussy. He said, so you just find whatever you can find and settle down with that bitch and just make it do what it do. Is that true, Mr. G?
So he said he's not buying pussy, right?
Huh?
Well, he said he don't buy pussy. He said he'd rather get a girl and take out, I'm saying, no one and dine.
It was too expensive. He said being single was too expensive.
I'm saying, so I'm saying he's not out right just buying pussy, you know what I'm saying? He's going out, he's actually doing a courtship. It's a courtship, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing was, he was, because that's how he could tell me how much it costs to court a bitch. And he was from Brooklyn. Yes, Mr. G.A.?
That's a courtship. That's a courtship.
We know what we call that. That's the layaway plan for pussy. Court etiquette is a layaway plan for pussy.
That's a bullshit.
It is.
It's a bullshit.
I'm
not
trying
to agree with me. Yo, you said so a courtship is now a layaway plan for pussy, buying pussy?
Yeah, it's a layaway.
I agree.
Oh, because no, bullshit.
I agree.
No, you don't.
I agree, because you want it anyway, and it's how much are you willing to put forth to get it.
No, I don't think so. I think there's no such thing as a layaway.
That's why men do that. It's because they're trying to get
You know what? I have to, in fairness, say, kind of.
Thank you.
But, you know, sometimes women spend a lot more money in the courtship than the man.
That's true.
Okay. But take this into consideration. What does the bitch look like and what does the dude look like? If the bitch is ugly and the dude look good, I can see that because that bitch buying that nigga. I can see that.
No. Peep this. Even if she's beautiful, because guess what? He might kick out $50 here for dinner, $20 here for a movie. She is going to go get her hair done and her nails done every 2 weeks. Damn near $150 a pop. She is going to go buy the best outfit.
I'm not paying for it.
Victoria's Secret draws and all of this stuff to keep him doing the basic buy dinner, go to the movie, maybe buy a 10-carat ring because he ain't buying 14. I mean, to do all the little stuff that he makes seem like such a big wow during that courtship, she's going to go into princess mode to keep him. So she's spending almost more than him just to keep him doing the basic shit he doing.
You got a point. You know what I say to females like that? Bitches, y'all better become a chalk mommy. Y'all better branch yourself.
I'm for real because I'm not paying to get that stuff done. They don't pay for me to get that stuff done. I just don't see it. I don't see why anybody would pay to get their own hair done and their own nails done.
If they're single, because I pay to get my own hair done, my own nails done, because that way I'm retaining my independence. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean,
sometimes a man will throw that shit in your face.
I have my own money and I can do it. I just don't have to, so I don't.
But see,
I tell you what.
Depending on the man's state of mind later on in life, because he kept you looking good, that nigga will be the first one to tell you, "Bitch, I made you."
Oh, yeah.
In a real drag down argument, that motherfucker will tell you, "I made you." Even though you had your own money and you kept it because he was spending it, he's going to tell you, "Bitch, you look good because of me."
Exactly.
And see, I would have to correct him because I'll be like, no, nah, sweetie, I look good before you.
Yo, I think.
But
you
can say that, but in real defense, you can't correct him if he's paying for everything. Your mouth may correct him, but it won't mean nothing to him.
Before we got together, just when we was together, then he's going to be paying for it.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, I made you. And then he's going to go out to the receipts. Bitch, I went to the mall. This is how much I spent. So, and all I said to you, you kept your money, but I kept you. So I made you. So
yeah.
That's like a double-edged sword right there.
It
because
really
that's
is.
The first thing a man will do when he get mad.
No matter what they do, there's no nigga that can say that they made me, period. I don't care how much money they spend. I'm like, no, you didn't make me. You just gave, you may have financed it, but you didn't make me. You may have given me some money sometimes, but you didn't make me.
Another word he can use is, I didn't make you, but I sustained you.
I held you the fuck down. It's your broadhead ass. Your broadhead motherfucker.
Yet,
my money took your broadhead ass. Fuck up.
Like any other call girl, he bought the pussy. It's going to equal out to something like that. He's going to say something crazy. Because he'll make it make dollars and cents.
Well, I
don't they always
then
find some way to rationalize that shit in their mind? That's why Mr. G.A. is so knowledgeable on the idea, because he done did that shit.
Everything is a coochie coupon. Everything is a coochie coupon. And
well,
because
if that was the case, then I would rather be giving it up and actually getting something for it than to be laying there and getting it and not getting jack in return. Because I definitely do agree that no matter what, some kind of way they paying for it, period.
Whether they pay a bill, get the car fixed. Men don't do shit for nothing. They gonna want something in return. They're going to call them, they're going to store up them damn favors. Then when you least expect it, they're going to be like, yo, you remember them times I did A, B, C, all the way down to the alphabet? Be like, well, you know what, it's about time me and my dick collected on some of that shit. Man, they good for that. They'll sit there and let you think
yeah.
that they're the sweetest creatures in the world and, oh, I'm just doing this to help you out. But when whoever they fucking stop giving them some pussy or some head, trust and believe they're going to come to the one that they've been shelling shit out, licking out, oh, my homie, you don't owe me nothing, and be like, yo, like, for real, I need some pussy. Or I need my dick sucked.
Hell, they might come smoother than that. They might try the old cry on your shoulder sympathy shit, but either way they come at it, they gonna come at it.
Your titty and shit.
Oh.
Yes, men are dogs. However they can get it, they get it. They do. Even on some tragic shit, men are in there. Oh, baby, I'm here for if you need me, and crying on their shoulder, you know, they caressing your titty and trying to feel the coochie, and next thing you know, y'all fucking. And because you're frustrated, you want to get that out. Men quick to take advantage of your vulnerability. That's why Mr. G.A. still in North Carolina, because he said he ain't going nowhere yet. He might have to be my night and shut it up.
Yo, she's funny. She's real funny, y'all.
Of course, baby. I gotta be.
She is funny. Every time she see my attention, that's where she run that mouth, won't she? Run that mouth. I'm not listening.
Whenever I see your attention, where?
Now I was talking to the kids out here. On the court.
Oh, so I didn't say I own you. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Oh, you own me? Oh, okay. All right. There it is.
Yes. I'm just letting you fuck up the bitches. I'm loaning out the dick.
Girl, you got to get some dick support. You know, that's our new thing.
Yo,
yes, Mr. G.A. And I'm going to have to charge by the inch.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to charge bitches by the inch for you, because that's a lot of meat to be taken.
That's my baby.
Length and width, so I'm going to be double paid.
Double paid. I'm down with that.
I know you ain't finna put your mouth on them. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
no. And if they ain't licking no ass, you ain't coming back. So I'm not really worried about all that.
There it is. Truth been told now. It's a wrap.
I'm not really worried about that. For real, for real. What's up? You know. I don't know. Matter of fact, I'm finna play this song from me and Precious Baby. He's like one of the newest members to the Precious ENT family. Where the hell is this song at? It's called Incredible Love by City.
Yeah, we are, but
to write you this verbal love letter. Yeah. To my forever undying love, I thank God for blessing me with his most beautiful creation. Without you, how could I ever make it in a world so hectic and heinous? Taking a deep breath to express these emotions on pages. Sometimes I love you so much I hate it. You're my weakness, baby girl. My universe, more than my world. The positive balance in this orbit I twirl. The perfect portrait of beauty. Mona Lisa ain't got shit on you. You go, girl. Can't help but fantasize about us to escape the depths of this cold world. Intimate love at night. Call my name while your toes curl. Climaxing with passion, both become one. Grown yet, we discovered each other young. Just to be together, we hustle telefunks, huddling jealous ones. I vow to be a provider, protector of love that'll never let up. Can't picture nothing better. If I had to leave you on earth, I'd refuse to go to heaven. Imagine this botanical wedding, Garden of Eden, and your love story is dressed cheating. You're more than everything I'm needing, surpassing everything you dream is. Let the world know I love you. You'll never be a secret, more than a simple love. God bless the sense from the heavens above. You're my incredible love. One incredible love, an incredible love. You're my sunshine within the stormy weather. Together, we're a force tougher than another. Can you're my incredible love? Despite the fussing and fighting, every moment's a day in paradise, moonlighting. You could write a book on what a true wife is. Praying angels carry us up this mountain we're climbing. In the midst of a trifle environment, I need you to know and understand I'm your husband, 100 grand. Baby, I chop off my left and tattoo you to my right hand. Honeymoon is walking on white sand. In foreign land, feeling the breeze with plans to expand. This family tree ain't no iron team. I can only think of you to define a queen. Stand in the sunbeam and shine with me. Years ago, bet you never thought you'd spend your life with me. Swearing I got a lot of G, but look at us now. We both won the lottery. Value above cash prices for material things. No need for feeling a thing, no longer thinking. I know I'm in love. We fit tighter than fat hands inside a latex glove. Home is where the heart is, so wherever you go, I'm there with you. Might get pissed, but I would never dare hit you. Everything I own, even the breath I breathe, I share with you. Massage to you, full body, winking at my haters like, yeah, I got a true hottie. Every night, sexy in a way, it's a true body. More than a simple love, God bless the sent from the heavens above. You're my incredible love, one incredible love, an incredible love. You're my sunshine within the stormy weather. Together, we're a force tougher than leather. Kim, you're my incredible love. Hope you never take this love away. It'll be like they took every ounce of blood away. An epic like the summer game. So analytical, you analyze everything. But I love those things.
Love those things. Love always your husband. All we got is us. Remember that.
Have you heard that one yet?
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Yeah, that was Dream On. Remember we played that one the first time No came on the show with the Weezy sample, and you was like, you really liked it. And I was like, oh, shit, coming from an artist out of New York, I was happy. And that's the second one that he sent me those two at the same time. I was just like, oh, wee, a collab with them would be, like, really nice. And then, like, some other artists that come through here. Man, I'm telling you, I need to make a Chocolate City mixtape. I really do. Matter of fact, I can do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then
shit.
I'll be a DJ, I'll make a mixtape, Lana.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and I can host it myself, and I can say whatever. So it's like I can get, like, me, Mr. G.A., and May, and we can host that bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And it ain't like we got to burn it to no damn CD, because we can just put it on the Internet, right?
Exactly. On that tip, that's correct.
Yeah, and I could be on some sexy shit with the cover, make motherfuckers want to listen to it. And then, at the end of it, I can promote myself with, my head game is a felony. So they'll be expecting that shit.
You know what? I was just looking through my email, right?
Uh-huh.
And my girl, Blue the Swag Queen, has sent out a little video of some bras fighting, right? And it's kind of funny because the girl didn't want to fight, and the girl just kept on antagonizing her, saying she ain't going to leave till she get a fight. So homegirl got tired of her and walked out in the street. And when I say she put a whooping on this girl's ass, I don't see why this girl asked for an ass whooping like this.
Wow.
This girl literally begged to get her ass pulverized, because this little bitch grabbed this fat girl and pulverized her ass. Okay?
Wow. I'm going to need to see that. I'm going to need to see that.
Can you forward me that email, like, right now?
Yeah, send to me, too. I want to see it, too. Send to me, too. I want to see this shit. Send to me, too.
Yes. Now,
send it to us.
I'm fucking all over the place, and I'm looking at the video. This is what's tripping me out, because it's two different rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's two couples that's fucking. Why is the one with the little dick got the rubber on and the one with the big dick just going raw? And it don't really look like they doing no punishing. I mean, it just don't. That fucking just don't look like right fucking to me, or maybe that's how they fuck overseas, but I don't know. Because I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, okay, like, his dick is a little skinny, or his shit is kind of fat, and it's like the movements, the hunching and all that, it's just not right. It's because it was being recorded, I would expect them to be a little nastier. I just was like, I don't know. That I was sitting there looking like, okay. With a song like that, I would be expecting them to go extra hard. Didn't you? But it's a good concept.
What?
With that fucking all over the place, or fucking in the room, or whatever, them two dudes from the overseas.
Yeah.
I was expecting them to go a little hard. I thought, like, okay, they starting out soft. I thought they was finna eat them bitches up. They was just being so nice. Yeah. And for a video like that, I thought they would have just been beating the hell out of some pussy.
Well, you know, maybe they thought they were.
I'm just like, And the inter- Rachel part was cool. I'm just like, maybe if they would have fucked some sisters, the sisters would have threw it back on their ass or something. They just
didn't. Well, what
they
did
was
they used the most popular porn star in their area.
Oh.
The girl in the video is an actual porn star.
Both of them, or just one girl?
Huh?
Is it just, wasn't it two different girls?
No, it's one girl and one guy.
Nah, it can't
be. In the official video that was released for that record, it's Paris Rock, Triple X, and I don't know the guy's name. It's one
guy.
Okay,
because in the video,
the whole video,
it's two different size dicks because one got a condom on and one don't.
I wasn't measuring his dick, but I could tell you in the official release that the label released for that artist, it is one, Paris Rock, Triple X, and some dude.
But what was the one that you sent me?
That's what I sent you. It's only one. The rapper is sitting on the corner rapping. He never screws. And it's
but it's the guy that's fucking her. He has on a condom, and then he doesn't have on a condom, and the dick sizes are off a little bit.
When he, there are parts where he has on the condom, like when he's, when they're doing, like, the ass part and stuff, and then there's parts that he is raw. But I wasn't paying attention to his dick. I really didn't care.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm looking at some dick. I was looking to see what the length is, and I'm like, with the condom on, it look slimmer. With the condom off, that shit look fatter than a motherfucker. It look kind of like, you know, could do some damage if he would have, like, applied more pressure. Not that I'm a connoisseur of fucking. Because I don't fuck enough. Like, I really don't. I wish I could fuck every day. I think that would do me some good. My face would appreciate it. My booty would appreciate it.
Okay. Meanwhile, you and Shanae got some damn email. And one of y'all I don't have. I don't have GA's email saved because I haven't sent him one yet. One of y'all forwarded to him real quick.
I sure will.
I gave it to him because I'm on my phone.
She got my email saved. Damn, how she do me like that, yo? What's happening?
Because you're using that raggedy ass AOL.
Yeah, you go with that bullshit.
Yeah, because you're using that raggedy ass AOL that you still paying for.
AOL. Been down me since day one. Stop playing.
Man.
Yo, where my man was
to be he kind of because he got off work and he was taking the shower and stuff.
Okay.
So he's a working man.
That's what's up.
Like we like him. He is a working man all over the zero shit and everything. And he's going to have, he's going to be quite interesting.
Did you send the link to, did you send the link to Nay and GA of the Sex All Over the House video?
Oh, no, I got to find it. You sent me two, so send both of these.
I think the last one was the best one.
Okay.
The artist's name is what, Skepta, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And he's causing quite a ruckus in Sweden with this Sex All Over the House video.
That shit crazy. Oh, my God.
They came and arrested our ass that we did some shit like that stateside.
You know, but I mean, it depends on where you put it out at, though. It really would depend. And where was it recorded? Because, you know, if you put that on my site, shit, you safe.
Yeah, but he wasn't that, he put it everywhere. If you go to Vimeo, YouTube, MTV, all of them have responses or where it's been banned.
What?
Yeah. He went hard with it.
Oh, damn. Especially Vimeo, because if Vane shit can be on Vimeo, well, you know, he ain't penetrating no bitch, though.
No, this dude, when you saw it, it was an actual porn video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And then it's like international rappers, it's like their swag is like so different.
Yeah, very.
Like very different. To like very, some very of it sounds like they're not even on beat with the track. But with their accent, that shit sounds so sexy. Like, you wouldn't even care if they can't ride the track. She's like, oh, God, just talk to me. Just talk to me. That's all I need for you to just talk to me.
I guess I'm just a bitch, because after a while I get aggravated if I can't understand you clearly. And I'm excited to get to, hold on, partner, what you say? Tell me that again, please. I be having issues with that kind of shit. Hell, here in the States, I got issues with that kind of shit. It's a little guy, I got to tell y'all this. I went to the pharmacy. It was a little dude. I don't know where he was from. The only thing I understood was $4. So all I knew to say back to him was, okay, I got it. The rest of it sounded just like this. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
Oh, see, a bitch like me would have just been like, if I ever come across somebody and we got a language barrier, all I'm going to do is just go up to them, unzip their pants, pull like they did, get them hard and see what they're working with. And if it's big enough and nice enough, take out the condom, put that bitch on, sit their ass down, straddle them, bust a nut. Don't care if they bust it, because I'm not going to know if they're coming or not, because I'm not going to be able to understand what the hell they're saying. But just get them, like, you know, 5 minutes after I get mine to see if they get theirs, and then I'm going to get up. Is that wrong?
But how do I know about my prescription from doing that shit? What the hell? Like, grumble, grumble, pull out your dick.
Nah, you ain't even have to pull the dick out. You just pull it out. See, that's just me, because I'm single. And if I see somebody that's cute and it's a language barrier, and he giving me the eye, shit, that's my clue. Like, he want me. So if you want me, I'm going to pull your dick out and hope that it's big enough, because if not, then you're really not going to have no understanding why I left your ass right there. Unless you got a translator beside you. And if a translator asks me, why did you leave? His dick was small. That's why. Man, please, we don't love no little dicks. Unless they got big pockets.
Oh, my God, have mercy.
And
listen,
we will love their little dicks while they're in the bed with us. Trust and believe we're going to shower, dish, and go to Daddy Do-Right and let that motherfucker beat our back out. But we'll be happy and paid and satisfied. Right or wrong?
I must say, I can't argue that.
That's just like if a man fucking us and our pussy ain't good or we ain't handling our business, he going to go to the next bitch that's going to suck his dick right, include the nuts, and that ain't going to be afraid to try different positions. Because if you fucking with Missionary Mary, you already know how long it's going to take for that ordeal to last, and it's going to be an ordeal. And, I mean, missionary is good to start out with when somebody you're not used to get the rhythm, or start out on top. If they have a big dick, I suggest you start out on top, because you control how much goes in, unless that motherfucker just want to be a savage like Mr. G.A. and grab you by your shoulders and just ram all that dick in you, then you in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble for real. I'm going to ram that shit right up in you.
Yeah. And then, you know, you might have some people that are small, and then they just swerping down their dick is big, and they be like, just take this, take this. Am I hurting you? And he'd be like, no. I can't stand for no little dick dude to do that. That shit makes me mad. Like, don't ask me no questions you really don't want the answer to. Oh, my God. Somebody in the chat room said missionary position is relationship building activity. If you're messing with a jump off, stick to doggy style. That would be Don Calypso. He has so much to say about fucking. I would love to see a video of him fucking. And he's going to give me 15
reasons why. He sounds like
he
knows absolutely nothing. 20 years in, and ain't no missionary going on to build no relationship. I whack that nigga upside the head and cuss his ass out for relationship building shit. Hell, we fuck the fuck. And the fuck's gonna... The hell?
Say, you ain't trying to build no relationship. You said that you built a relationship during the court, and I do. That's
hell
all the building you need.
Shit. We ain't trying to build it while we in the bed. We trying to work on some other shit. Pressure relief and shit. Build that shit sitting at the kitchen table over coffee.
What the hell? I just sexed to see where Bane was. But me personally, like, the last person I did missionary with, like, oh, my God, that shit lasted 5 minutes. And then he was like, oh, you need to come back. Come back for what? He talking about, oh, I know the last time I didn't last that long, but this, the next time. What the fuck you mean the next time? Ain't no next time. You woke me up to fuck. You supposed to just been holding me all night. You wake me up the next morning. You want to fuck, and then you give me dick for 5 minutes?
You didn't crown him upside the head or kick him in his ass crack or nothing for that.
No, what I did was I just didn't come back and just got up and was like, you know what, I gotta start the day out. That was that morning I called you early in the morning on my way home and went and faxed some papers for the website.
Oh, Lord. I should kick him in his ass crack for you being up that early calling me.
Yes, and I haven't been back since. I have not been back since. I'm telling you, not all pre-boys got good dick. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. Now, I can't even find me no ugly dude because the last ugly motherfucker put a root on me, so I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
But you know if they too pretty, they ain't going to sweat.
I done missed the whole conversation. I done watched this video like 4 times, man. That girl got the hell beat out of her.
Nay,
stupid. Nay, what ass whooping or what?
Man, I'm over here saying that girl got to
put this up in the room.
Dang, dog, can you just sling it or something, please? I mean, you just talk all this noise. Please, don't just be sitting with your head down like a little pup. Sling.
Yes,
yo.
She was getting her ass welled on. You hear me?
What you find out?
What
you find out? I didn't
find
out much.
Look, she got beat worse than when Debo beat old dude about the bicycle. She got beat up. She just got
knocked. And she asked for it. She begged for it.
I can't see the damn link because I want to put it up in the video room. I mean, in the chat room.
I'm going to go and get it to you. I'm going to post it in the chat room. You just hold on just a second.
Thank you so much.
Yo, what's the link, though? What's the link?
Oh, I see it. Hold on.
Here you go. Click on it.
What's the link?
I will see your email, Mr. G.A.
I got to say two girls scamming, but I ain't seen nothing on there.
Click on it.
Look for the blue link.
I got the little blue link.
Click it.
It says two little girls scamming. That means somebody's page.
The two little girls scrapping one isn't the one we're talking about. We're talking about the one that says lesbian beats up chubby girl or some shit.
I don't have that one.
I don't have that one either. But
neither.
I just posted it in the chat room. Click on it.
I don't have it.
Mr. D.A., yes, you do.
On my Facebook page.
What's that?
It's in your email.
I'm on my email. I got two emails. One says two little girls fighting or some shit, scrapping, and I got something else on there.
Yeah, it says girl talks mess about a gay chick and calls her out. See what happens. That's
I don't have that one.
And boy, long does it happen. See it. It happened.
I don't have that, man. I'm getting jerked.
Okay, Mr. G.A., I'm going to send it to you. Zane is calling in at 9:15. I don't know why I want to call him Zane. I guess because of them damn lips. I don't know. Like, what the hell? Mr. G.A., I am about to send it to you. Everybody that's in the chat room, y'all need to click on this link because this shit is something serious.
But, Nay, did you just peep that, how she begged for that ass whooping?
Yeah, she told her, I ain't leaving here till I fight. I ain't leaving here till I'm fight. Oh, yeah, you left there. She whooped your tail. She gave you a good fight. She didn't give you a fight. She gave you a straight beat down. That's what she got. Fat girl got dusted.
And the girl didn't even want to fight. She should have left that
somebody
girl
watching it. Who watching it? Somebody watching it because I hear it.
Probably so.
I ain't got it. I don't have it. I'm mad.
Yeah, you got it now, Mr. G.A.
I got it now, baby.
Look how he tried to change his voice. I got it now, baby.
You a sucker. Who said that? Nay, nay.
Yeah, no, man. I'm 17.
Nigga said, wow. Nigga said, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Child, I'm telling you, I was so distracted. I ain't heard nothing y'all said since he sent me the link. I ain't heard nothing since then.
Oh my gosh, like I do get your ass beat and this shit is all on national TV and the internet. How do you feel like when you walk in, I'm like, yo, you just going to got your ass drugged.
She sure did talk all that noise, old fat self.
And then you got barefooted?
Yo.
Yeah, like you were going to go down, okay?
And she got so down.
I'm not leaving this house till she drop fight. She gonna give me my fucking fair ones.
I don't know. I'm getting jerked. Hey, yo, listen. My shit say becoming part of, what's this shit say? Something big. Swag on check.com.
Oh, yeah. Wow, this, it's the link. When you click on it, you got to scroll down the page.
I'm down the page. I don't see nothing. Where's it at?
Oh, my
girl,
God.
Girl, talk some mess. Yo, I'm getting jerked. All right, girl, talk some mess.
Mr. J, log on the Facebook and click on the link. I put it on my wall, too. Yeah, I had to let everybody see that, too.
Let me see.
Oh, shit, she just slapped her in her fucking face and it was trying to break it up. Wow, I cannot wait to put this on my damn Facebook too, Nay. Wow.
Look, I'm going to have to post it again just so I can make sure everybody see it. I'm putting it in people's chat boxes right now.
I can't see it. I'm getting mad.
Wow, the girl didn't leave, did she? Wow. Leave it to P to send me some shit to watch while I'm conducting a sex talk radio show. Damn.
I know, that's why I'm sorry. I was distracted, forgive me, but I had to watch it a couple of times to make sure it was legit.
But see, that's what happened. That's how I got distracted. My dumb ass, trying to clear out my email, clicked it and was locked in like, oh, shit.
I still can't find it.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. G.A., you're a freaking lame-o. Log on to Facebook.
Yo, listen, I'm on my page, my email. Look, I see I see 10 some African girls fighting some white girls. What y'all? I don't see no shit like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Can
African girls
fight
the white girl? What?
Yeah, I see 10. Yo, listen. On my shit, I see, I see it says, top 10 bad girl club fights. Some bullshit.
Oh, my shit.
He's
looking at them all different fights. I
have
no
answer. Look, it says gang of white girls takes on the gang of African girls. They fighting.
Nope, that's the wrong one.
Yeah,
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, send me some other shit.
I don't know what the... I sent you the right thing. It's just go on Facebook and go on their page. It's on there.
Yeah, come on, say, I don't know where you got that from.
Yeah, send me some bullshit to my black man. That's fucked up. That's some bullshit.
Nah, you gotta look at it. You gotta look at it on your damn. Oh shit, Zane is on. You gotta look at it on your computer. You can't look at this on BlackBerry. Okay, ladies, we have Zane on the line, Mr. Eye Candy. He said he's ready to ride the wave. You know, he was talking a little bit of smack last night. For those of you that don't know, y'all need to go on Twitter. It's Vane in all capital letters. Y'all need to follow him. Y'all need to follow him. And y'all need to motherfucking follow him. Like,
you don't tell
that's
me
all I
do.
Can. Girl. I can see the damn picture. I can see the damn picture. You just want to do it. Like, damn, you want to do more than follow that motherfucker. Like, really? Like, Captain America? Makes you wonder if he got a Thor dick. You know what I mean? See, like,
what's good? What's good, though? What's good? Captain America Vane is definitely here now.
How you doing, Zane? Welcome to
Chocolate
City.
Huh?
I've been looking forward to this all day, for real.
I'm here now. What's good? Talk to me. What's popping?
Tell everybody about who you are and what you got going on, and then we're gonna get you after you make your introduction and tell the ladies everything that you do, because I mean, I'll keep my comments to myself till you finish.
Okay. Well, it's Vane, a.k.a. Captain America Vane, a.k.a. Mr. All Mother Ghetto. You already know. I got this record popping right now. We're at Cafe. We just coming off the hit single Show Off with Jim Jones. You know, we hopping out of helicopters. We acting real crazy. We flying through Hummer limos with stripper poles in it, through the city, through Times Square with chicks popping it out the back of it. I'm doing some crazy, crazy stuff out here, you know what I mean? And basically, we taking it to the next level, man. We on the new Sub-Zero DVD. You know, we got the Love Room popping with the strippers in it, Club Life video. We rocking New York City radio, major. And, you know, that's about it right now, man. Trying to take it to a tour this summer. And right now I'm on the line with Miss Sex Talk. You already know.
Like, I seen your video on Vimeo with Red Cafe, and I'm like, wow. I know that shit ain't on YouTube, because that shit wouldn't last 2 minutes. You're nasty. But, like, how many bitches, like, when you be in the strip club, how many bitches just be throwing the pussy at you?
I get a lot of pussy thrown at me. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I get a lot of pussy thrown at me, but, you know, it's not about the amount, it's about the quality, you know? I'm not about the quantity,
okay, so
I'm about the quality.
So, from that video, did you smash?
damn, did I smash? I mean, yes, the record is a smash. What you want to know? The record is definitely a smash. I don't know. Did I smash? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
That's why don't tell him shit.
Pussy in Red Cafe, because Red Cafe looked like he was scared. It was like if you touched his dick, he was going to back up.
Yeah.
You look like if somebody touched your dick, you going to pull out and be like, this is Captain America, bitch, what? You trying to be Wonder Woman?
I ain't scared of none of that. I'm going to get it in. Oh. Yeah, yeah, I don't know, right? You know, Red Cafe, bad boy, you know, you got to image yourself whole. I'm straight from the street, you know what I'm saying, independent. I can do what I like. You feel me?
And what would that be?
I mean, whatever I like, you know. Menage if I want,
you
know.
You gotta be looking like that, because you asked me what did you look like last night, and them lips look like they ready to tackle on a lot of shit. Like, you look like you would put a hurting on some pussy if you ever went down there, whether you drinking your drink or whatever. You got some dangerous ass lips and eyes. I was looking at you walking, the picture of you walking across the stage. I'm like, damn. What I wouldn't do for a Klondike bar.
I'm a beast in the shack. I'm a beast. I guess no complaints there. Yeah, you better watch out. You talking real crazy. Like, I won't run up in your spot, choke you out, and throw you down and get crazy. That's how
what
I do.
What you mean? I come to New York, ain't nothing.
Okay.
I need some monster dick from New York, because New York, they, you know, it's kind of throwing up in the air right about now. You being Captain America, you might be able to bring the title back, but I don't know.
I'm New York City's number one soldier, you know what I'm saying? I took the motherfucking serum, and now I'm looking real good in the streets.
Oh, really?
Word.
Yeah, Mr. GA, shut the hell up. Princess on the phone. You have Princess Nay on the phone. And you have Mr. GA. Mr. GA is an old dirty ass buzzard from fucking Brooklyn.
Wow.
That
okay.
Be
okay.
On some male bond and shit.
What up, man?
So,
what up, fam?
I'll see you, fam.
How you doing?
It's all good. Hey, yo, listen, look, real talk, man, Vane, it's all love, man, but this girl here, she's dirty, man, just watch your back, all right, she's a dirty broad, real talk, real fast, when we get started, yo, watch your back, watch her say, but yo, but then bust her ass, you feel me, that's what I'm telling
you,
my man, and we good,
all right,
I got you.
Please. You gotta bust that ass. That's right.
Ain't late where he layin', all mad that I'm champagnin'.
complaining, can't change it. Oh, I know you're just saying. Bang cold when he flaming. Like at where the fireman aiming. I flood the street, 5-0 can't drain it. I put him in training till the whole gang is like gangers. When I pull up in the vanquish, they all anguish. Ain't nothing that I can't get. Bad hoes, I'm used to this. Y'all new to this. Who this? Bang, start before the stardom. Pardon how I stay real. Push a man like Mayfield. Still pushing that Basil, that Hazel. Till I fade ill. I don't wait my turn to take my turn. Then I turn the table. I've been pushing all day. Yo, shift, Kanye.
Gang getting unusual, man.
I know.
Go to war like push for change.
Let's go.
You don't know, then use the lane.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
I'm your pusher.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Yo, pusher.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Yo, pusher.
You don't know, then use the lane. Man, I'm a pusher,
how
man.
How could you say Con is so pompous? You ain't been to his concerts. You just talking that nonsense. He in the same league Nas is, or Jay is my favorite. A lot of people say that's where Ye is. Though a fresh man to the West man, one of the best men like Tay Diggs. And I was so patient. My niggas straight disrespecting them. So I did what they expect from them. Dropped the dropout and blazed them. And ain't nobody feel my pain until the hits that I came with. I'm Kanye and that came with you. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Can't get unusual, man.
I know.
Go to war like push for change.
Let's go.
You don't know, then use the lame. Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Yo, pusher.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Yo, pusher.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Yo, pusher.
You don't know, then use the lame.
Let's go.
Man, I'm a pusher, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
You
rap fast. How could you say Vane be acting all vain when? Yeah, we went in on that. That's hard body right there.
That's a high track.
Good looking, man.
One love.
South Dakota West, man. Let's get it.
I found out about this dude at like 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. I was
on
Facebook. Yes. And GS, he hit me up.
Hello.
And we were talking.
No, I've got
to talk to him. He asked me about you.
That's
me. Huh? And so he asked me about you. And then he told me where to find you on YouTube. I'm looking at the video with you and Jim and Laz. I'm like, oh, shit, he's fine and nasty. Fucking around with Jim Jones. So I'm like, okay. So then he gives me Akeem's number. I hit Akeem up at like 3 o'clock in the morning like, look, I want to get Vane on my show. How can we make this happen? And because, you know, he's a manager that don't never sleep, doesn't mean he's working. Motherfucker just don't sleep. He called me back.
I'm going to tell him you said that shit.
I was going to throw him under the bus. So he was like, okay. So we got it together, and it was actually going to be next month, but then I was like, nah, because you got a lot of things going on with your album release 2 weeks ago and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, we got to keep everything moving according to the order of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so how about on the 24th? And he was like, all right. I was like, I don't want no shit out of you. And he was like, nah. You know, he was like, you had to get home from the slave ship and pumping the steel and, you know, clean up real nice. And, you know, you had to make a grand entrance. You know, you have to be late but on time in your mind or whatever. And I was just like, okay. It was like 9-ish and he'll ride it out. Then it's like 9:15. But I understand, you know, he wasn't sure because he was like, you may have needed them 15 minutes to kind of get yourself together because, you know, you got off Twitter last night before I could really dig in your ass and let you know what it was.
They watching me. I
got to
be easy on that Twitter. They watching me.
Oh, but we always fuck with people on Twitter. It's called Ride the Chocolate Wave. So people are like, Ride the Chocolate Wave. No, it's not you fucking me. It's like you ride my show. And some people can't do that. Like, really. They
That's
come on.
Right.
You know, they be like, yes. And then they start listening to Mr. G.A. or Fat Boy Trav, and you know, we might have Sandy J pop up and he'll get you caught up, and then that motherfucker have possum syndrome and don't know what the fuck is going on, and motherfucker will start bitten with food stamps and rubber checks. You know how New York is.
All ghetto. I'm with it. All ghetto.
You know, Mr. G.A. got two stacks on you, but what he didn't tell you is that shit is coming from a counterfeit American Express card.
There she go with that nonsense, yo. Yo. Hey, yo, listen. But look, though, we don't care how it spin, long as it spin, baby. I got two stacks on my man. Going to bust your ass. Now talk shit.
I told her
she's gonna
wake
up. She's gonna
wake up with the Captain
America
shield.
Mr. G, you can't
do that until you cash in on your last
bet.
So shut up.
Yo,
Nene, shut up. Vane, this is what's gonna happen. Vane, we are two consenting adults, right?
Yeah.
I'm like one of them bitches that run through New York and I smash and pass. I smash and pass to the next borough. So with that being said, you might not be ready for me because, you know, you're in New York, you're doing your thing. South bitches fuck you up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do it all. We ain't trying to hear no, I don't do this, I don't do that. Because when you step in the motherfucking bedroom with me, anything goes. Don't worry.
Anything?
I mean, I'm freaky. I'm nasty. You Captain America, you can save a hoe. But first, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yo, I'm Captain America, not Captain Save a Hoe. But you know what?
You will
wake up with the shield, the Captain America shield on your forehead, and you will know what time it is. I won't be nice to you, but you know it went down crazy, okay? I'm built like the Almighty. You understand?
You built like the Almighty?
I'm built like the Almighty.
Like the mighty oak in the forest, I feel that you're going to come down with a big boom.
Timber!
Hey, yo, my man just told you he can't lose. What's wrong with y'all?
I can't lose, man.
Whatever.
He told you he can't lose.
You want to be Superman? Well, Chalk is your kryptonite, so you go ahead.
Bullshit.
Fuck with the Chalk.
Hey, yo.
Man. What's good,
all
man?
All I know is I don't see Sinead or Impressions putting money on Chalk. What's going on, y'all? Put some money on the top, Dad. What's
I'm
up?
I'm not putting money up and smash in on the last bet that you didn't go through, that you lost. So you need to go ahead and give me my money first. I don't bet with you.
Hey, yo, that shit was rigged, yo. Y'all had a nigga shook, yo. That was
rigged,
yo. That shit was rigged, yo. Niggas started battling
it
down and shit
you
before the show was over, yo.
Shut up and stop crying.
It's okay. Zane, my question to you is, when you're out performing at the club, because I was looking at the, oh my gosh, I got to tell you this before I go to any of them questions. Like, those pictures, like you sent me two pictures last night. One of them had like 7 views. Like, I got a bunch of females on my Twitter. Like, you got some high numbers, like, real talk. Me and Precious was talking about that shit last night because I was laughing. Like, I'm like, T, watch this. I did a retweet. Motherfuckers was like 100, 200, like, nothing. Then the little
like
picture that?
That
I was running just for you being on the show, like within the first 15 minutes, 70 people looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even looked at it tonight.
Is that 256? You hear me? It's at 256 now.
And it's like, 256?
Yeah, that's love.
And so
that's
I
love.
Stopped running that
that's
shit
mad love,
today.
Yo. Much love.
Yeah,
love.
I stopped running that today because I was telling Akeem, I'm a person that I'm like P1, the bitch I do numbers. Like, if it ain't making numbers, it ain't making sense. And I always like to do little experiments and stuff like that. So I was just like, like, wow, this dude is, like, so sexy. And
thank
it's
you,
like,
baby. That's love.
You up in New York. And, I mean, I know you're supposed to be coming down to VA, North Carolina, and everything like that. But we want to make you a nationwide international hoe. Like, word.
When I looked at the picture, you know what came into my mind? I said, ooh, I could pimp this nigga and make me some good money. Yeah.
Oh,
yo, you ain't pimping nobody. Get out of here.
You got me slinging it now? Damn.
Come on, she gonna pimp somebody.
You
ain't pimping nobody.
You really got to? All you gotta got to do is just stand on a fucking bed with your Captain America cave and some drawers.
That's
it. That's the look. Put it in Times Square. Billboard it. Hook it up. Hook it up, Chocolate.
Yeah, you good. Now, you know, we're going to bring you to, we're going to bring you to Florida because, like, I don't know. Lord forgive me for what I'm about to say, but I was on the phone with Akeem and we was on Facebook and DJ Legacy came across the screen and I swear that motherfucker is so gay. And I was just like, oh, wow. Akeem was like, you wrong for that one. And I was just like, you know, we can't have pretty niggas around motherfuckers like that because it would be dangerous because that book would make somebody just want to pop them off. So we're going to have to take you to Miami and put you somewhere else because Miami, certain sections is like Atlanta. So we got to stay clear of them sections right there. But we touch you down on South Beach, oh, my gosh, Neg, we would be so fucking paid. Like, actually, have you thought about doing – like luncheons, because I know you have a calendar coming out and stuff like that, but have you thought about branching out and have a lunch with Vane for a day or have a day with Vane, whether it be like hanging out at the movies or going to play golf or whatever the fuck it is motherfuckers do down south? Because in New York, y'all be on the block doing all kinds of shit, shooting dice, scamming people out their money with them damn three cards and shit like that. So New York is different, but we want to take you from the city and bring you to the country so you can get that southern hospitality and that southern money. So then, like, when you go back to New York, you'll just be like, yo, fuck this. I done seen better. I'll come to New York, but I got to come back south, Midwest, West Coast. It's like, I don't know, because some people think that life is just in New York. No, the fuck it ain't. New York is good. New York is good. But, man, everybody gonna love you in New York. You gotta dare to go somewhere else. And with your look, your body makeup, and I don't know what type of dick game you got, but it's gonna be caught on camera. It's like, whoo.
What you mean it's gonna be caught on camera?
What?
You said it's gonna be caught on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl's on the chain, yeah.
Oh, you ain't seen my fight.
Chocolate's raised by wolves. This girl's off the chain, yo. The South is popping. I'm supposed to go.
To know that when you fuck with me, it's on. Did Akeem not give you any background on me?
I saw some website. I seen it with the coochie all out. It was looking real tasty. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie.
But you didn't see the videos?
I didn't see the videos.
Oh.
What's that about?
Oh, wow. So he didn't tell you about the head game being a felony?
Woo. Nah, I ain't hear about that.
He didn't tell you that I'm
about
to make a rap song about that?
Don't look directly into the light.
Wow. You sure that wasn't a light ticket?
Oh, my gosh. He didn't tell you? He set you up for failure. Yes, the head game is a felony. It's so, I have to share it with the world. And I have Lazy Bone on my track with me that when I do it, Papa Duck, Mr. Magic, Nigga Dice, Big M, Mel Matrix is even jumping on this shit.
What?
So, yes. I can't believe he can. Yes. And then when you look at my head game, it is a felony, yes.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
He had to regroup.
He still did. He had to go touch himself a couple of times. He was like, stay down, boy, stay down.
What are you talking about, Shanae? Watch your tongue, yo.
Shut up, Mr. G.A. Keep your mouth shut. You speak when I tell you to speak.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, my gosh, yo. Y'all are retarded. Vane is he's a team player. He just
all
don't
day.
Know that.
All
yeah,
day,
he ain't going to live long because I'm a school. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna get bodied, yo. Yo,
I'm gonna get bodied.
Yo, they're gonna get the coffin for you, the casket.
For real?
Yeah, I like
okay,
that, yo. I go there. Hands around the throat. Hands around the throat. You know what I mean? Turn it over, pulling the hair. I get crazy. Pill
I get
popping.
Crazy too.
How crazy you wanna get? Pill popping. I mean, I get crazy.
Nay. He said he gets crazy. Let's see if he
gets crazy.
Okay. Zane,
I don't believe you.
Like, when you're getting crazy, have you ever licked ass while you're getting crazy?
Ooh, you asking my question.
Wow.
Wait.
Hold on, he's pausing. He said, wow. He didn't just come out and say, no, hell no. He's like... Wow, like,
hey.
How the fuck am I going to answer this without fucking myself up?
I got to give it to you straight, you know what I'm saying? You know, I give it to you straight. I've definitely been that territory, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? I got to put my whole face in it. I get down like that, you know?
Your turn, Sinead. Ask your question.
I don't have a question anymore. I'm still by the last one.
No. That was on the giving. We didn't ask him about the receiving. So that's still open.
No. Where they do that at?
They do that in New York. That's the new thing. Niggas be like, ooh, that shit be feeling good when they shorty be like sucking their dick real good, and then she go up under the sack, then she go up under the taint, that little line, then she gently stroke her tongue. Niggas be loving that. They be feeling good. Then when she brings out
the sack, I do the sack and I do the taint, but below that, you might catch a hook to your left ear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
not cool.
Word. You're going to have to stop right there. That's exit only. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Vay.
What's good?
Yo,
Vay,
listen. This is straight from Brooklyn. All right, listen. Don't knock it if you try. Listen. So I promise you, yo, listen. When they got me, man. Look, when they got me, man. Look. I was like, nah, never, ever. I would kill a bitch. I promise I'd kill a bitch if you ever try with me, yo. Yo, Vay. Gave me the crazy head game, yo. You hear me? The balls. And then when below, I'm sorry, I had my legs bent back. I was like, oh no,
yeah.
No. Look, yo,
yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
You sounded wild right there.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Listen, I promise you. Look, one time when she doing it, man, you're like, yo, GA was right, yo. Yo, I'm shook right now, yo. It would have you shook, man, for real, man. I'm telling you,
I know you got to feel a little weird with the leg over in the air and all that. That's a little crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. I was straight to panel, yo. Hey, look, and what she said, oh, well, I'm just saying, when they say the Higgins is a felony, yo, this shit's a felony, G, for real. So listen, real talk. That cannot scare you, all right? Don't let it scare you with that shit, man. Don't let it scare you, all right? Please stay in the game, all right? Hold me down, G.
I gotta see it, believe it, you know what I'm saying? I gotta see it.
Send me that link
ASAP, you know what I mean? And I'll decide whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor. You know what I mean?
I'll put it like this. You know your man, Akeem. He was just like, I have spent a lot of time on your site looking at your videos, and I'm normally not looking at shit like that. That's the most porn I've looked at in my life. Now, coming from him, it must be something on there that he done seen, that he allowed you to come on here and commit suicide. So,
wow.
All I can say is, when you get off the show, you might want to holler at your boy and be like, what have you done? Or better yet, you might want to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what have you done? Because, motherfucker, trust and believe a bitch coming to New York for a whole fucking week. So however you want to run it, we gon' fucking run it. And however you decide to run from it is however you fucking run from it.
I ain't talking about it. I hope you walk better than you talk. You ain't gonna be walking too good. You ain't gonna be walking too good
after
you
push with
me. Hey, yo, Vane said, he gonna, listen, Vane said he gonna beat that pussy up. You be walking crazy, bow legged, yo.
Whoa, I'm gonna drink Kool-Aid after I beat it up.
Man, if you can beat it up, I need that, because I haven't fucked in a while. I'm celibate right now, because I'm waiting until I come to New York. So if you want to take and get all this up out of me, by all means, I'll give you a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'll give you a pass. I sure will.
I'd love to see what's up. I'm going to check these videos out, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And if I get a stiff one, then, you know what I mean, I'm going to be answering that phone call, you know?
There it is.
Or, what she see, what I did to the bottle, my ass going to be getting a phone call. You'll be like, yo, talk, like, real talk, like, damn, like, you ain't even have to do the bottle like that. You could have, like, called the nigga up and I could have volunteered, like, Hell, this bottle even got bitches saying, damn, can they join, you know what I'm saying? So,
Hey, Vane.
This is real talk, all right? No lie. Chalk, she made this, was it a calendar video? A calendar, some shit, right? And I watched it, man. I watched this one time, yo. Yo, man, the niggas got, like, crazy, kid. I mean, like, yo, I want to fuck her right there. I want to fuck her so bad. You know what I mean? It was that hot, man.
Yo, send me that motherfucking link, man. Let me see that.
I'm linking on your Twitter.
I need to see these things, man. Don't leave me out the loop, you know what I'm saying?
It's on your Twitter. I already sent it. It's like right there.
I'm going to check it out. But I don't know. I don't think I could see it on the iPhone. It was iPhone ready? You know, I watched mine on the iPhone.
Oh, yes. It's iPhone ready.
Okay, I'm going to check it out then. I'm going to check it out, girl. Shoot.
Yes, you are. Matter of fact, hold on. What's my next song? Hold on. Let's see. Damn it. Hold on. I got to, Okay, All Ghetto. That's the one that you're, which one is your, yeah, because she sent me All Ghetto, and then the one that you got with Jim Jones and Laz. So which one do you want me to play between those two?
Yeah, let me hear that All Ghetto, man. It's rocking New York City radio right now. So
that's
crazy.
Bro.
Dirty strippers
bro.
On a Hummer limousine. You're talking the craziest video on the underground you're ever going to see. Let's get it, man. Vane featuring Red Cafe, All Ghetto.
Here we go.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so ghetto.
Yeah. Be in the damn to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If you with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posters. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed.
Huh?
I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer.
From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. Yeah. The bottom line is she a dime beef. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
You know what I'm saying? Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she Yara that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weed, and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the bed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my shoes flashing. Cable is all
glitz,
cream cheese in my pocket.
Special
on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Cuff these bags, loose to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat.
Oh man, crazy, crazy, crazy. Let's go.
You got too much fucking energy.
Woo! Over here we got guap, girl. Move your body, cause the party don't stop. Let's go.
You
all night rocking. You ain't ready for New York,
yo.
You ain't ready for up top, yo.
I am, but that's why I wanted you on the show, because I'm looking at the videos and everything, and I'm like, yo, this dude got mad fucking energy. Your stage show has probably got to be bananas, because if you anything like you are in the videos and in the limos with the slapping asses, sucking titties, popping coochies, like, wow.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Have you
we haven't seen a video
yet?
Like that. Huh?
Have you fucked on stage yet?
Nah. You know, that's some Two Live Crew shit. I can't do all that.
Why not?
That'd be a felony for real. Yeah.
Why not? I fucked on my radio show. Why not?
Damn, girl, shit. You doing better than me. You doing better than me.
That would take you to the next level.
Yeah, that would. yeah, definitely tier two. It would take me to tier two. You know what I mean? I'll be on the next level, all right.
You know what? Akeem got your back. He got
all
your back. If you get arrested, he's going to come bond you. He's going to bond you. You know what I'm saying? I got you. We good. Like,
let's go.
Like, damn. They're going to be like, Vane is that dude. Like, he will whip it out and use it.
Yeah, man. That's my dude right there.
So, you know, my question to you is, like, what are your measurements?
Wow. I'm sitting at a nice, you're going to have to find out for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Now, see,
I'm holding. I'm definitely holding it, but, you know.
I wasn't
referring
to your dick.
That's the setup.
I was referring to your chest, because you're cut like a mug. Everybody listening, Vane does not eat carbs at all. He gave all that shit up. He doesn't drink Rip It either. His shit is naturally ripped from him going to the gym, working out every day. He is going to be the sex symbol for 2011. So when his calendar comes out in 2012, ladies,
Mama,
you think he looks good now? He gonna
Let's
be
go.
Hella better in 12. Ooh, damn, you got me ready for the future. Like, ooh, boy, Chica is like, she got first dibs. Like, ooh, Chica's the name of my pussy. I got a tattoo of her name right there above the lips. Yeah. So,
what's
you know, anytime you want to say hi to Chica, she ready.
I'm about to check Chica out. I'm about to check out. See how she's popping on the videos. I'm about to see what's good.
Okay, yeah. Now, I think the first four do not belong to me. Because even some of that shit look, you know, because my members can upload their own videos. Now, you'll see mine is because they're going to say Talk Mommy. You know, you're going to see some shit from me fucking live on the show because I streamed it on Tiny Chat. You're going to see little clips. You're going to see me using the Pop Rocks because, you know, I got toys and gadgets for the head game. So, you know. And I swallow. I'm like good to the last drop.
Hey,
like I got that backup head. Yeah, like I don't even taste
girl.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you. Shit. You need those in your life. You know what I'm saying? Relieve you, put you to sleep nice. You know what I'm saying? No mess. I like how you're getting down, Chalk Mama.
Yes, I have to be like always like I gotta be different, and that's what I like to do. I'm different because I figure once I do this fucking rap song, because I don't even know how to rap, okay? I don't know how to rap, but I have such a strong lineup with me, and Mel is helping me to write it. Once I get everything, my track, and I get my words together, Noah's helping me, so you know that shit's gonna be fire. So I'm gonna have my original track. I'm going to have two remixes, and I'm going to do my video. I'm dropping everything on the same fucking day. And everybody in the video is going to have a T-shirt that says, "My head game is a felony."
Wow. That's the name of the song?
Yeah, that's the name of the song, "My head game is a felony."
Damn, official like that. I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah.
I see you doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not, I don't even want to deal with nothing like that. It's just for my radio show to get me more publicity. That's it.
You know what? You got a DNA, you got a fingerprint. It matches nobody's in the world. So why would you be like anybody else? So do what you feel, baby. You got to do it to the limit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then what's so crazy is I got a feeling that your ass gonna hop on one of the remixes because you just gonna be like, "What in the fuck?" Because like tonight I'm gonna talk to Akeem about something that I put a bug in your ear, and I'm gonna see if you I planted a seed in your ear tonight, and I'm gonna see if you pick up on what I said, because I'm gonna discuss it with Akeem, and Akeem is gonna be like, "Bitch," and be like, "Yes, bitch," and you gonna be like, "Yo, Akeem, we fucking with her, we really fucking with her," and you just gonna be like. Because I just laid out a format for you. I just laid out a formula for you.
All right, let's make something happen.
Yes, because what people don't understand is, on top of being an adult entertainer, I'm not a porn star, so to speak. I entertain adults. Whether you look at my videos or you listen to my radio show or you fucking look at me, I'm entertaining your old ass, young ass, as long as you're over 21. I have the radio show. I'm a beast with internet marketing promoting, and I do a lot of other stuff. So it's like, while you in New York, I'm in North Carolina. Nay and P are in Florida. GA is in GA. So therefore, you have so many different outlets. You know what I mean? And what I love about my show is I have so many artists from different regions that want to cross promote and cross market with other artists. So I put that together. So while you in New York, I might be fucking with a hot rapper in Cali, and I'm like, "Yo, we gonna reach Cali, we gonna reach New York," and I'm like, "Yo, I got this rapper right here, so why don't we collab and put this shit together? Then that way, you going to Cali without really having to go to Cali, because they gonna push their shit because they hot, and then everybody is saying like, 'Damn, who the hell is he?'"
That's true. Bring a lot of people, bring people together on a project, that's just, it spreads a lot more.
Exactly. So when you think about the shit that I do, because I move in so many different ways, like, it's like fucking crazy. Like, on July 1st, I'm going to be in Atlanta at iLounge, and I'm doing, like, my radio show, like, actually live. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I'm giving artists that's unsigned the opportunity to come out, perform, get a brief interview. Then we're doing the after party, and then all my rapper friends that love me is going to come through, and if they perform, they perform, but if not, everybody is networking, everybody is having fun, everybody gets me come out my clothes, be not naked, but comfortable, and we wilding. We got the videos popping. We got the bottles popping. We streaming
it
shit on Ustream. Shit is going to be on YouTube, Worldstar, everywhere. And motherfuckers is like, damn. Then they're going to start bringing my show to wherever, because they're going to be like, this bitch get it popping everywhere she fucking goes. So
yo,
I'm trying to be a household name.
I am there. I might be the first time I have sex on stage. I don't know. Maybe it might go down. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. See, you're so crazy. Matter of fact, when I come to New York, Plugged In DVD is doing an interview with me, and they're going to follow me around New York because they just love me because they say I'm fucking stupid. So you're going to have to come hang out so you can be on this fucking video, wilding out, showing me New York, because I was told that when I get to New York that you and your people are taking me out to a club, because I've never been to a club in New York. And New York has where my largest fan base is. Like, dudes and females love me in New York. I've never gone out. So I was told that, you know, I'm going to be y'all guest. We're going to go to the clubs. We're going to stop and get me some jerk tickets. Right.
I hear that. You are your New York shit.
Of course, because all I do is come to the hotels.
Yo, chocolate, my phone is dying, Ma, I swear. It's about to drop.
You know what, you did good. Check out your Twitter. I'm going to be talking about you all night. And
okay.
I'm going to be tweeting the link so you can go back and listen, because we're going to do some chocolate fantasy prank calls and, you know, just get all nasty. And you can come back anytime you want to. You rode the wave. Now, whether you ride me, that depends on how you act and if your dick game comes up to par.
All right. Where the rest of the crew at?
She's still talking.
She's still talking, right? She had to slip that in. But, yo, man,
yeah.
It's love, man. You know what I mean? Follow me on Twitter at It's Vane. You already know, man. And go check the videos out on YouTube and on the Vimeo. You know what I mean? And I'm out of here, yo. My phone is about to drop.
Peace, man.
All righty.
All right, that's love.
In.
No doubt, baby.
All right. Right.
Peace.
Oh, my goodness. I'm tired.
You tired?
Yes.
Vane said he's going to bust your little ass, yo. Make you walk extra bowling. He's going to make you walk extra bowling. Man, you heard that? What my ass?
Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
You ain't talking to me.
Vane said he going to bust your ass and make you walk extra bowlegged, yo. He's serious, yo.
What
he's serious.
The hell ever.
He's gonna bust your ass. But listen.
What?
Listen. But see, I know you because you're a dirty broad. You give me some crazy ass head that you give up everybody. Well, not everybody, but you give up real good. And then you'll go for the motherfucking killer, yo. I know you. I know you, man. You're just dirty, man. Just
what
dirty
am I gonna
like
do?
That. Go for the killer. Go for the killer.
And what would the killer be?
You gonna stay with that asshole, you nasty bastard.
Me? No. When I do something like that.
Hell
no.
Yeah.
No.
Hell yeah.
No.
Maybe these are the dreamers.
No, I would not do that.
Yeah.
I sure would. You got me confused with somebody else.
Oh.
That's a fiddle. You got me confused
oh.
with somebody else.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What show is this?
Huh?
What show is this? Yeah, I thought so, you smart ass.
Uh-huh.
Everybody who
say
no, you be like, mm-hmm. A Oh, so he's saying no, it won't happen to him? Mm-hmm, yeah, right. I know your whole thought process. Your whole thought process. You the devil. You the fucking devil, yo. You the devil. Yeah, I called you up. You bad.
No.
My baby child. Mommy.
No.
Where's Shanae at? Where's Shanae at?
They all go. I don't know why.
They broke out, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Where'd they go?
Raggedy assholes probably kicked them out. You know the switchboard is closed.
Oh, man. I lost the crew.
Yeah.
Yes,
I sure have. Always
so, lose so
something.
We good on Friday, right? We good on Friday for the
yes.
show after the funeral?
Yes. We are, because I'm going to dedicate that to my uncle. I got to. Yes, I really got to. And then that'll give me time to get, my chocolate fantasies, because I have $1 billion pussy on the line and another chick, so that's going to give me time to go hard. Like, matter of fact, we're going to do fucking pranks throughout the show instead of waiting until the end of the show. I know Don Calypso was like, I thought you were going to do it tonight. No, what I didn't do tonight, I will make up for on Friday, because I have to go extra, extra hard,
hard.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to where I might, well, now I can't schedule two fucking shows for the simple fact that I got my show on Saturday. So, you know, it's going to be Memorial Day weekend, and what a perfect way to, what a perfect way to remember my uncle on Memorial Day weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good look, then. It's a good look.
Yes.
You know, I want to do a recap, maybe on if not Friday, I guess love everybody who came on the show, like artists, you know what I'm saying, different hosts that come on there with us. Let's give them all a shout out Friday, you know what I mean? Show appreciation.
Yeah, because, we have grown so fucking much. You understand, because you've been there. You've been riding this way for a very long time. And when I first started this, I had no idea that it would go to this, because it was just us wilding out, having a good time. Then, you know, the artists come on. I get my first break when Freaky, and I go to New York with Freaky and Shrek come on the show. And then after that, you know, we had Big M, we had Deucey Barber, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the people that, started out with me even got to the point, you remember on Christmas, how I was, trying to get all these artists to come on that were singers? They was like, my manager don't think I should come on the Sex Talk Show, blah, 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 right?
Right.
Well, these same motherfuckers that confirmed with me for Christmas Eve and backed out, guess what? They're hitting me up ready to come on my show. Are you serious? Where they do that at? Nah, remember? You know, you got to worry about your image. If I can have motherfuckers like Mystical that just came out of prison come on my show and not really give a damn about his image, and I have Murphy Lee thanking me for having a show like this for the freedom of speech that it gives them, I can have No come on the show, and he's like, that motherfucker intimidates the hell out of me.
One love.
And he's like, to me, he's like this super spiritual person. Like, if he can come on and get on the show, come on, Lazy Ball, I have other people. They don't sit there and be like, you know what, I really got to think about my image before I come on the show. Don't let the title fool you. Don't let the illest sex talk show get you fucked up or throw you off, because it's giving you the platform to tell your fans what you like, how you want to be approached, and if they get the opportunity to fuck you, how to please you.
Right. That's
it's
the
like giving them the do's and the don'ts of fucking a fucking rapper, R&B singer, rock star, pop, whatever the fuck you want to be. It's giving you a laid out map on how to handle your fucking business.
Yep.
You know,
they gotta start
so,
running. They gotta start
know.
Running for shit. They be running like, oh, my label. Get the fuck out of here. Stop running. Be a man.
Exactly. And then they fucking, you fucking. Hell, you fucking half the motherfuckers you on the road with that come in your face.
Right.
Yep. So, I don't got time for that. You know how I am. Miss me with that bullshit.
Yeah, miss me with the bullshit.
Yes.
Hit him with the flex. That's your shit there. That's your shit. Hit him with the flex. Hands on my head.
That should be your fucking theme song, yo.
And with the flex. Yeah, they want the flex. Yeah, it's all good, though. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Yes,
so Friday,
it is.
Definitely Friday. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Definitely show up your uncle on Friday, that's for sure. Most definitely.
Yes. It is. I'm going to cook me some dinner.
All right.
You know what? I've been walking today, and I'm actually going to walk to the store that's like 5 minutes from the house.
All right.
And, yeah, like everybody loves my legs. So it's like, got to keep them sexy, I guess. I don't like my legs. It's like twigs to me, but people like they sexy. So I got to, I had to keep them. I gotta keep it. Don in here in the chat room talking about what his wife made for dinner. Like, get the fuck out of here. Oh yes, he's like, I think you have artists hitting you up now because they got turned out by that show when you fucked live.
That was a hot show, yo, for real.
You know, what is crazy is, how about I do two more shows, you know, one with the female, and then, like, another, like, not even with the dude or whatever, and just be like, you know, because I keep talking about the live show where I fucked, right? But how about I'm like, oh, another live show now, and then, you know, have an artist, because he's probably going to think it's him. And
right,
then I just bypass
right.
him. He's like, what? Nah. Then slowly take off the clothes and strip, and I'm like butt ass naked.
Right. That's live shit, yo.
I just have a bad bitch just walk out of nowhere. And
right,
then she just
right.
comes sit on my lap, and then I fuck with her.
That'd be fly, yo.
And then we just looking at him, and I'm asking him questions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we might get up and, like, dance around him or, you know, like should I touch it like this? Am I doing something wrong?
Right.
Make his life miserable.
Fuck him up.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
Like, I'm going to be a dirty broad, for real.
Yes, you are, for real. Yes,
people love
are.
It.
Yeah, they don't mind. A lot of folks need that in their life, a real dirty broad. They need one. How you fuck with her? She just a low down, just dirty broad. Yes, she is. She the best that ever did it.
Yes, I love it. And then they like that because they're like, damn, just how dirty is that bitch? Like, shit. Like, you know, if this motherfucker on here co-signing, he know for sure, and he willing to just jump out the window, then.
Yeah, there it is. Man, I cannot find that fucking shit, man, to save my life. That damn girl's fighting. I got some old stupid ass shit.
Go on my Facebook and you'll see it.
Alright.
Yes, you'll actually see it. So on Friday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be on the show, I'm going to be wilding the fuck out, doing my thing, doing what I do best.
That's what's up. Let's do it then. Same time, same station.
Same bat channel. Same bat time, same bat channel. 8 to 10 motherfuckers ride the chocolate wave. And then,
all day.
Yes, then on Friday I'm going to announce who's going to be on Tuesday because that shit going to be crazy. But next Friday on the 3rd, Gutta Gutta from Young Money is in the building.
Gutta Gutta.
Oh, I got to start writing my rhymes so I can hit them with my little two pieces, my little two phrases.
I hear you.
We like, yes, be changing cards with the retards. He going to go back and be like, yo, I had this crazy-ass interview. That bitch is crazy funny. Like, I ain't never had nothing like that happen to me before. Then what's crazy is I might actually go to the, you know what, next Friday, I'm going to go to the fucking studio and do the fucking show and start wilding out and put that bitch on Ustream.
Right.
Yes, or Tiny Chat, and like fucking wild the hell out. Yes.
How you do it too?
Yes, that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna try to figure out how to do this fucking Ustream.
Okay.
And have the show to where I stripped.
I can be fly. I'd be real fly.
Yeah, I'm gonna wild out. I'm gonna do something crazy. Yes.
All right, we'll save it for the show on Friday. We'll be on the same time, same channel, all right?
Exactly. Thank you for calling Chocolate City, and good night.
Good night, y'all. All right, peace.
Bye.